إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on the adab of learning. And yesterday we talked about the importance of adab. Today I want to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who stipulated and specified the steps of learning and teaching of this deen, where he said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the mu'mineen, has sent down his ni'mah on the mu'mineen, whereby he created from amongst themselves his rasul. Ba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim. He sent his rasul among them, and the rasul is from them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified the four steps of learning, the four duties of the Nabi. And these duties are not individual duties independent of each other. These are actually four related steps. Yeah, and inshallah we'll talk about them in due course. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, to recite for them the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which have been sent down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and to purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and to teach them the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and to teach them the practice, the wisdom of the book. So four related steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. To put it in some other words, first one is to inform. Second one is to prepare. Third one is to teach. And the fourth one is to demonstrate. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, inform them about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell them what has been sent. What is the command, what is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one is to prepare, yuzakkihim. Now if you think about this, as we know, these four things are things that Ibrahim alayhi salam had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for when Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, and Ibrahim alayhi salam said, send among these people your Nabi, that is after him. He said, send your Nabi who will do these four things, who will recite your kitab, yatlu alayhim ayatihi, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, and he will teach them the book, and he will teach them hikmah, and he will purify them. So Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned these four things in his dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in his hikmah, he gave Ibrahim alayhi salam, he granted the whole dua, all the four things, but Allah changed the order of the things. And he brought tazkiyah after tilawat. So we understand that there is a purpose in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought, changed the order, because this is the correct and the normal order of learning. It is not knowledge or information by itself. These steps of learning teach us an extremely important lesson. And that lesson is the thing which I keep saying all the time, which is that Islam is not the name of an ideology. Islam is not the name of a bunch of rules. Islam is not the name of a philosophy. Islam is the name of a practice. And unless you practice Islam, like all practices, unless you practice it, you can become the greatest repository of that knowledge, but it will not benefit you. And to give you, I can give you any number of examples. Who is a cook? Somebody who memorizes a cookbook, or somebody who knows how to cook? Just think about this. Who is a cook? Supposing I say I have, Tarla Dalal or somebody's famous cookery experts, I say, I've memorized this whole book. I can recite it from the first page to the last page, and I can also recite it backwards. Right? So I have this complete ubur on this kitab. But you take me into a kitchen and I do not know a difference between a pan and a skillet. Then how may I'm not a cook, right? I can't cook. I have memorized the kitab, that's all. So I have a recording machine of the kitab. But I'm not a cook. So who is a cook? A cook is the one who has actually cooked, who knows what happens when you have hot oil, and if you put a drop of water in it, what happens? The cook knows. It will splash in your face and it will burn you, right? So the cook knows how to cook. The cook knows what goes first, what goes next. The same ingredients. If you are cooking, say biryani, for example, and do you put the rice first or do you put the meat first? What do you do to the meat before putting the meat? Do you just take the raw meat, wash it and throw it into the rice? Or do you do something else to the meat before you put it? I mean, it's a dish which is made of meat and rice. If you ask me, you know, what is biryani? It's a dish of meat and rice. But meat and rice means what? So a cook is the one, and if you memorize the ingredients, it does not tell you anything. You have to actually, even if you say, okay, I'm not only memorizing the ingredients, I'm also memorizing the method. Even then you don't know what happens. Unless and until you actually start cooking, you have no clue how much and so on and so forth. So the whole point is that these steps, they teach us the importance of preparation, the importance of the practice. It is not just a matter of learning the information. Allah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put, after tilawat, He did not put talib. After tilawat, Allah put tazkiyah. After tazkiyah, talib. And after talib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the demonstration, which is to show the people how it is to be done. So tazkiyah comes between tilawat and talib because that is the position of tazkiyah. Tilawat is the information. This is what Allah has said. Aqimus salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, establish salah. What is the meaning of Aqimus salah? How is this salah to be established? Why must I do it? How many Muslims are there in the world who do not know? They don't have the information. How many Muslims do you think are there in the world who do not know that salah is prescribed 5 times a day? It is fard. How many Muslims are there who have never heard of this? They have no idea. They don't know that salah is. Do you think there is anybody? Well, at least in our country, I think even all the Hindus know this. I mean, forget the Muslims. Even the non-Muslims, they know that Muslims are supposed to pray 5 times a day. But how many Muslims actually pray 5 times a day? We always have these figures. I don't know how far these figures are true, because we always say 90%, 95% of the Ummah does not pray 5 times. I don't know where this figure came from. Wallahu alam. Allah only knows how many are praying and how many not. But I'm saying that definitely we cannot say that all Muslims are praying 5 times a day. We cannot even say the majority is praying 5 times a day. We cannot even say half the population is praying 5 times a day. I mean, imagine. This is the tragedy of... Then we say our dua is not accepted. You don't even do the fard. The fard. I'm not even talking about the fact that the 5 times of fard salah for the men is prescribed. It is fard in the masjid. Not in the house. House is an exception, or office or wherever. That's an exception. Where I can't find the masjid, I cannot go to the masjid, it is too far away, what not. So I pray in my office, I pray in my shop, I pray in my house. That is not the rule. The rule is you go and pray in the masjid. The whole idea of a masjid is for people to come together. Otherwise, why should you have a masjid? There's no need. We can go into some maidan and pray as and when the time, you know, once in a year, we go for Eid, right? But a masjid is meant for what? For people to come together. Otherwise, there was no need for a masjid. So praying in the house for the men or praying somewhere else is the exception. It's not the rule. But I'm saying, let us even take that. Let us say how many people are praying five times a day salah on time, no matter where they are praying. Let them pray in the house or wherever it is. How many are praying? I don't even think even 1/4, 125% of the population today is praying even 5 times of salah. Why? Is it because they don't know? No. It is nothing to do with don't know. It is to do with what is that information. Allah said, Aqimus Salah. What does this Aqimus Salah do to me inside my heart? What does it make me do? So the issue is not of information. The issue is of acceptance of this information. If somebody said there is a fire in this room, I don't think it would require great persuasion for us to leave the room. Because we know this information. You don't have to say, please, let us go out. Nobody, fire in the room, run like hell.
You know, maybe you don't even worry about other people. But for Salah, you have to persuade, you have to... Why? Because the issue is of what is in the heart. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this system. He said, okay, inform them, then prepare them to receive this information. After they have become prepared to receive the information, then teach them how it is to be done. And then show how it is to be done. See the completeness of the teaching methodology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. How many times have anyone who has anyone who has listened to me for any time at all would have heard the word tahajjud? I mean, I don't think there's anyone. That tahajjud is like a broken record. But how many people are actually praying tahajjud? How many people come to our LEC, Leadership Excellence course, which begins with tahajjud? Today, that tahajjud has become the signature of that course. Anyone, anywhere in the world, they say LEC is a course which begins in tahajjud. Yeah, it's like a, that is what the course stands for. How many people have attended the LEC? 5 days, they have prayed tahajjud in the course, they have heard all about the importance of tahajjud. But how many of the LEC members are praying tahajjud on a daily basis in the, you know, in their homes? I don't know whether everybody is praying. Wallah alam. I mean, hopefully they are praying. But I'm saying that there will probably be people even in that group, which is the sort of exclusive selected group which has gone through this program, which still don't do, because the work on the heart is not there. The work on the heart is not there. People talk about, oh, but you know, I went to a 5-day course. In the days of our Salaf, if you say, I went to a 5-day course of Tazkiyah, I went to a 2-day course of Tazkiyah, they would laugh. They would laugh, and maybe they laugh so much they'll fall down from their chair. 2-day course of Tazkiyah. People used to spend 10 years in Tazkiyah. You're talking about 2 days and 5 days. But today we have reached a place where 5 days, amma, 5 din ka course hai. Khabar mein kitne din rehne ka kehte hain? Wo puchna. Talking about 5 days as a course, how many days do you plan to stay in your khabar? So compared to that, what is 5 days? Why did somebody like Imam Ghazali spend 10 years in the purification of his soul? He went for Tazkiyatun Nafs even 10 years. Imam Ghazali is, if you'll take his level of intelligence, I think if you combine all the Muslims of the world today, we won't even get to 1/10 of Imam Ghazali's. Seriously, because if he had any sense, we would not be in the mess that we are in. That is proof that we are nowhere close. Why does somebody like that, why does he have to? Because he understood the value of this thing. And that is why I remind myself and you that we need to take our learning of the deen seriously. So today we spoke about the steps, inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, if Allah gives us tawfiq and strength, we will talk about individual steps as we go forward. But for today, this is enough to understand the sequence of the learning. Information, after that preparation to absorb the information, and after that learning in detail how things are to be done. And finally, the actual demonstration of this and practice of it. How does it feel like? This is the, these are the steps of learning as prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. We ask Allah to make it easy for us and to enable us to learn that which is beneficial and to help us to do it in a way which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.